Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way.
Yearns, because I heard some sad news last night, and
It didn't go down too well with me, but let me just tell the folks that our dear sister Dawn Simon is not doing too well, and the prognosis is that she may not be with us for long. But the Lord knows well all, and He is in control. I've seen people gone that far, and yet they have made a remarkable recovery. So we're going to start this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for this moment. We thank You for the wonderful gifts You have given us this morning. Some of us have gotten showers of blessings. Others have gotten snow. Others have gotten sunshine, Lord. Whatever their circumstances, Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful for it. And we are also thankful for what You intend to do for us. We want You to bless this show this morning, Lord, and let it go on without any mishap. Let it go. Bless the host, Ivor Henry, and all the panelists, the Cardinal Mills, David Maitland, Barbara Henry, Mertis Nisbet, Donna Brown, Lily Cox, Dennis Heat, and all the other ones who are blessed to be on the show this morning and do their thing to make everyone have a pleasant time this morning. Lord God, we just ask Your blessing and healing touch in our dear sister, Dawn Simon, Lord. She's struggling with ill health, Lord. We know You are in control. And in as much as the doctors have pronounced certain conditions, You are still in control and You have the power to heal, Lord. We just ask Your blessing, Your healing touch in our dear sister, Lord. She has done much for You, and I know if she were able to do more, she would be able to do it for You. Bless her, Lord, we ask. We trust that You just continue to bless her, in particular this morning. And bless all the others, including Tubia Patel, David Christian, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his dear daughter, Lisa, Bubsy and her daughter, Mertis, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elkamita Willett, Dr. Roger Brown. Lord, most of these folks we've called are not doing well, Lord, but You still have the power to heal them, and we're still going to be asking You, Lord, to just heal them from the bottom of the head, the bottom of the feet to the top of their heads, Lord. We want to ask You also to touch my siblings, Wentworth Francis, Gobert Francis, Hilbert Francis, Julian Francis, and Sharon Francis, Lord. And also, Dennis Kelman, Lord. We haven't heard from him a while, Lord, but we do know we're still going to ask You for Your healing on him as well. Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Dr. Eugene Francis, my friend for life, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, and Mr. Linford McKenzie. Lord, we also ask Your blessing and healing on the ones who have not expressed their concern. Lord, they may have issues that they're facing and they are not pleased to put it in Your hands. But today we just ask the ones who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, that You just touch their bodies, Lord. You know them all. And we just pray today that You just continue to bless the show, make it be one to be remembered by all. Let it go on without interruption. Let the ones who made it possible through their finance and their moral support, Lord, You do Your best to make the show that others can appreciate and understand and come to it with some kind of happiness for the rest of the day. Lord, we ask and thank You for what You have done for this show over the past month, Lord, and trust that You just continue to bless it. Bless host Ivor, co-host Cardinal David Maitland, and all the others, Lord. And let this show to be one to be remembered. In Your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Leon. Thank you for that. Well, folks, you know the usual. We're into the inspirational portion. That's the first portion for the first hour. We're going to take it down to the 9:30 when we'll have an inspirational quotation. Leon will be doing that for us. And, of course, on our way out, he will miss us from this segment. At the top of the hour, sports. That'll be only in brief because the heavyweight comes from the cricket show on Sunday from 6 o'clock in the p.m. until 9 p.m. That's a show you're not going to want to to miss. Of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this day, December 2nd. Compliments Mr. R.D. Watson, that's Ma Ruby's son. Panel will be bringing that to you. But just before Panel brings the birthday, we'll greet his special fans. And we always intrigued to hear with his fans, just in case he would have missed one. And we eagerly wait to see if a new one would have reached his coveted list. Well, of course, we will have some representation for the Antigua Care. Their voices are not with us, and Leanne would have somewhat said something about that this morning, but the spot is still open for them. That is at 10:45, and we will have an open line type come 11 o'clock, but just before that, Cardinal will have a commentary for us. Folks always want to hear what's happening and what's on his mind. Along the way, we'll have our musical interlude, and of course, we are into the festive holiday season, so we will grace you with some musical interlude where Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, would be recognized in tongues. So, without any further ado, let us check in with Donna B over there in New York, and she will tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods. Always want to hear from folks further afield. Donna B, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, and how are you this morning?
I am wonderful, a little in between. You know, Leanne would have said a thing or two. I've learned about it last night, but like I said, God has never made a mistake. So apart from that, everything is upswing. I'm happy to be here. We're going to put some sunshine and a little bit of oomph into the beginning of Wednesday. How about you?
Good morning. Yes, here in New York, we have a little overcast morning. But apart from that, we're okay.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, we'll get Dennis a little later because he's over in Southern California in his PJs. Later, he'll tell us whether it's going to be the long or the short. He had a little cool weather the other day. He's in the desert, had cool weather. Imagine that. So we'll hear from him a little later. And we'll hear from Mertris a little later. And as well as Cardinal is standing by. But I don't want to get in any trouble. They said this is the time when they come to hear something musically. So without any further ado, I'll start the proceedings here. How about Rebecca Baker? She's going to worship.
Overflowing. Yeah. tonight. Then how the reindeer loves him as they shove it out quickly. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. You'll go down in history.
This is Caribbean Vibe. Caribbean Vibe.
winter wonderland.
My friends, God has a plan for all of us. From the day we were born until the day we leave this earth. We should never ever question his plans or his existence. We feel the breeze, yet we can't see the wind. But we know that the wind is blowing because we can feel it. So my friends, when you're down and you need help, go to God's word, the Bible, for the answers are there. We hope this morning I'll just point you into some direction in which you can get help. There is not an answer that this Bible, the word of God, has not made possible. For instance, when your future seems dim and hopeless, I want to refer you to 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. When you're seeking God's direction, friends, go to Romans 12, 1 to 3. In your need of comfort, like our dear sister family of Dawn Simon, go to the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1, 3, or 2 Corinthians 7, 6 to 13. Or when you need assurance of salvation, Lord, you may just refer to John 3, 14 to 21. When you are tempted to be bitter, Corinthians 1 or 1 Corinthians 1, 13 or Ephesians 4, 29. When you need control of your tongue, Lord, you may go to Matthew 15, 1 to 20. when you're in need of, when you are being cheated, Lord. Matthew 18:15-17. That's just some of the reference that I will just refer to you. And Lord, when you wonder about your spiritual gifts, go to Romans 8 and 1 Corinthians 14 of 1-49 or 1 Corinthians 12:1-14. When you are in a position of responsibility, you may just turn for help to Mark 10:35-45. Lord, I just ask that you just refer to these verses. These are just some that I prefer. But today we hear about dear sister Dawn. She's struggling, so I just want to just lay in the heart and the family members of Dawn to look, go to God and go to the Bible and get your help from him. It's not easy. And may this words this morning be a blessing to you all, and refer to these verses from time to time, and you'll get assurance that God is for real. We should never doubt that he can do what man can't. And I pray that, especially for Dawn and her blessing, on her siblings and friends, understand she has some nine kids, and we just hope that they may find some blessings in spite of all, that they may be a miracle and bring her back to her feet. So that's my thought for today, Ivor, and we just hope that the listeners may just take a word and do something about it.
Amen. Well said. And of course, we remember her while she's alive. That's
something. Yes.
So we're rolling up the hill. Up until 10 o'clock in the inspirational hour. So right after this, we will hear from Matrice over there in New York City.
Prosper and be in good health in the name of Jesus. I believe it on my heart. So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain of the tough road I am on. I'm drinking from my coffer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if I should go living, should the way get steep and rough, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord. May I ask for no other blessing, Jesus. Glory. 'Cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy. I won't be too busy, too busy. To help a brother, there is no. I'm drinking from my coffer. Thank you. Drinking, drinking, yeah. 'Cause my cup has overflowed. I keep drinking from my cup, Lord. Keep drinking from my cup, Lord. Of my cup and full of love. My cup has overflowed.
My cup is overflown and drinking from my saucer. Well, this time we're going to hear what's up with Mama Bubsy over there in New York City. I want to summon Myrtis Wallace Nesbitt to the podium. Good morning, Myrtis. How are you?
Good morning, Ivor. I'm under the weather, trying to hold my head up high, but God is good. Mama Bubsy is good. No changes much, but the spirit is still up, so that's a great thing. So we move forward and keep praying, and thank you all for the prayers and the blessings. And how are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm still giving thanks, especially with Thanksgiving. Upswing, met with families and relatives whom I did not see for quite a while. So I'm still in a bubble, feeling well. And like we said, giving thanks. I miss one of our panelists. Not so good news, but praise goes up and the blessing comes down. So I'm going to stay at the inspirational hour. We're going to do some traveling now. We're going to go from a distance, and when we come from Dennis, because he too might want to say something about Dawn.
Okay, before I...
Yes, go on.
Before I go, I just want to say good morning to each and every one of you, the panelists, and out there in Radio Land. But most of all, I want to wish my niece, who will be having a newborn, bundle of joy, hopefully week or maybe next week. So I'm sending her some good prayers so that she can deal with her blessings in good spirits. So her name is Alicia Williams Nesbitt. So send out some prayers for me, please, and she shall be well good, bringing us a baby girl.
Okay, well, that's a blessing coming in. The only one thing there, she forgot July.
Oh, July can't have everything, Ivor. There are other months in the year, so December is one of them. June is one.
The timing was just a little. We're happy that the bundle of joy is coming, but it's just the month was just wrong. That's about the only thing. But she's entitled to have an offer. They had an offer.
You know, you got to share. Good to share.
Let's do some traveling. We're going to go from a distance and come and see if we can find Mr. Dennis.
Okay.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. And it's the voice of hope, and it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man. From a distance, the world sings silent night, like a soft embracing song. From a distance, the words sound sweet and clear, and all is bright and calm. From a distance, marching in a common band, playing songs of hope, playing songs of peace, they're the songs of every man.
God is watching,
God is watching,
God is watching,
I know He's watching,
God is watching.
From a distance, from a distance, you look like my friend, even though we are at war. From a distance, I cannot comprehend what all this fighting's for. From a distance, there is harmony. Do you hear it echo through the land? It's the song of joy. Song of peace, it's the heart of every man. In the season of universal love, this is the song of every man.
God is watching,
watching,
God is watching,
I know. From a distance,
oh, come let us adore Him,
joy
to the world.
that one, and we're going the distance. And since we're remembering Don Simon, we'll only be fitting for Dennis to lend his voice for the folks who are listening and for those who would get back into the archives to hear what Dennis would have to say about Sister Dawn Simon at this time. Much is boasting of an expected baby, and we are in hopes of Sister Dawn Simon staying a little bit longer yet with us. Good morning, Dennis. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you, Ivor, and good morning to all the panelists who are on board and, of course, the listeners, wherever they may be. And, you know, Ivor, we're almost at the end of the year, but it's a time that we recall the tireless efforts, work of two ladies, you know, Dawn and Debbie. And, I mean, we hear today that Dawn is not doing so well health-wise. And, of course, we hope that somehow, from somewhere, she may find some peace and comfort and a little improvement in whatever ails her. And the needs, of course, of the group, folks, the citizens that they work so tirelessly. Yeah, we're almost at the end of the year, but the needs of those citizens of Antigua and Barbuda are still very much with us. And even without Dawn's being able to be at the wheel right now, Debbie, of course, is still there. And the charity care group, which they are so tirelessly working with, they ask you to take a moment to think about those people, those men, women, children, whose lives can be changed with a little help. So it is not too late. Make a promise and, of course, reach out a donation for food, clothing materials, school items, whatever you can, and do so, you know, mindful of the fact that Debbie and Dawn still consider this an important thing, even at this rough time for one or the other of them. So remember, Debbie can be reached at Debbie Campbell sign, DebbieCampbellNYC@AOL.com. DebbieCampbellNYC@AOL.com, and call Debbie at 1-845-820-6598. 1-845-820-6598. Back to you, Ivan.
We have all our time. Good morning. How are you? Well, so, morning. Come on in. Good morning, Lynette. Hello. Okay, well, we'll get about here. I know.
Yeah. Lynette with us now, fresh as a rose. Lynette.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning, everybody. Oh, my gosh. In a serious note, I just want to say I'm sorry, to hear about Dawn. Really, really sorry. You know, her sister is one of my best friends. I have a couple of best friends. She's one of them. And I know it's not going to be easy. It's not easy when you get those troubling news, you know. So we pray for her family and her children and her siblings, you know, so that they may stay strong and look to God, because he is the one. He's the comforter. He's everything, you know. And he knows everything. And he knows best. Yeah, say morning to Mertrees and wherever it is on.
Okay, well, we want to thank you for coming.
Morning, Lynette.
Morning.
Have a pleasant Saturday.
Oh, morning, Leanne, you're still there. Morning, Leanne, and I heard Dennis. Morning, good morning.
Morning, Lynette, have a pleasant
morning.
Saturday.
Yeah, I'm trying. I wasn't going to go to work, but they're calling me and telling me that boat's down there. So that's the call I get. So I'm trying to get ready to go down there. I was not planning to, but I'll go.
Well, I remember you're coming out fresh on the noise. You're coming out of the shop. Anyway, Leandro.
Yes, okay. Yes, indeed. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, as we come to the end of yet another hour of inspiration, I pray that those who have heard it might have gotten something from it, and we move to invite others to be on the show, Lord. I just pray that this show may have brought some comfort for some, and really those who have not heard it can have the opportunity to go back into the archives and hear what has transpired for the past minutes. Lord, we also want to make sure that your day is turned out to be one to be remembered and blessed with comfort, joy, and happiness. And we pray, Father, for the members of the Dawn family, Dawn Simon's family, and her siblings and all the loved ones she has devoted herself to for her past years to helping others, Lord. And we know we're still asking God's blessings and healing touches. He's in control. He works in mysterious ways, and we just ask him that he just do what is best for him, and we hope that the day may turn out well for each and every one. And thanks for the wonderful opportunity to be with you this morning, Ivor, and to all your listeners as well.
Well, folks, we go until at noon, the neck of the woods. Still have another 4 hours to go, but this time we're going to talk sports in brief, and we're going to have him. He is standing by.
Jump up, people, are you ready? Windies in the land, just put up your hand. It's time to party. Up your hand, them jump to your feet. Yo. The party make the vibes complete. Yo. Caribbean, so we dance in the trees. Hey. Pakistan, wave your hand. Yeah. Make me see you every woman and man. Jump up. Everybody, make me see you. Wake up. We are party from the daylight.
Wake up.
Everybody, let me see you unite.
Wake up.
Locally, of course, the kingdom is not so Australia being the world champion. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ivor.
Yeah, morning.
Okay. Let me see if I can gather my thoughts together. Good morning, Ivan. Good morning. Huh?
I know it's a dawn of the day. Come on in.
Yeah, good morning. I'm trying to find some words to say. And that really, at this time, really is struggling to hear the news that Dawn Simon, from Dawn and Debbie, and the Antigua Peer, at this time that she's going to hospice. You know, we're going to continue to pray for her. She's not alone. Yeah, the entire community is rallying for her. Things doesn't go out of the way it is planned right now. So right now I'm very, 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 you know, lost for words with all that. You know, being distraught, hearing devastating news like that. But I say we're going to continue to pray for her. Hopefully, things may turn around. Let me say good morning to you, Ivan, the listeners. First, let me say good morning to the ladies. As I always say, that the ladies are the, you know, the backbone here for us in the world. Without ladies, you would not know me. So I'm going to say good morning to Dawn, Debbie, Lynette, Marjorie, Barbara. And the ladies, all the ladies in the world, good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening, mothers, fathers, some of them are playing roles of mothers and fathers. So I'd like to say good morning and good day to each and every one. Gentlemen, good morning, Ivor, Leon, Cardinal, Dennis, Audley. Good morning to each and every one. And I know my good friend down there from Sandy Point, Mr. Cutler Richardson, is listening. I know Audley's going to come and hail him up. Not Audley, Cardinal is going to come and say hi to him when he gets on here. But let me start this morning, Ivor, with the NFL. Cowboys and Seahawks played on Thursday with Cowboys coming out winner 41-35. Tomorrow's game at 1 o'clock, the Colts versus the Titans, Falcons versus the Jets, Lions and Saints, Broncos and Texans, Patriots and Chargers, Cardinals and Steelers, Dolphins and Commanders, Panthers versus Buccaneers that have 405, 425 with 49ers versus Eagles, and Rams versus Browns, Chiefs and Packers play at 8:20, and then the Monday night game is Bengals and Jaguars. Well, that's what's happening there in the NFL. You know, turn our attention to the NBA and what's happening there. Yesterday's game, Wizards and Magic. Magic's by 5, 130 to 125. Knicks and Raptors. Knicks 119, Raptors 106. Grizzlies and Mavericks. Grizzly 108. Mavericks 94. Mm-hmm. And Celtics versus 76ers. Celtics by 6, 125 to 119. Pelicans 121, Spurs 106, Nuggets 119, Suns 111. Now today's game, starting at 4 p.m., you have Warriors and Clippers. 5 o'clock, Wolves, Timberwolves and Hornets. Cavaliers versus Pistons. At 7 o'clock, Magic versus Nets. 8 o'clock, Pelican versus the Bulls. Pacers versus the Heat. Hawks versus the Bucks. Thunder versus the Maverick at 9. Grizzly versus the Suns at 9:30. Trailblazers versus Jazz. 10 p.m. It's Nuggets versus Kings. 10:30. It is Rockets versus the Lakers. So that's what's happening in the NBA. You know, turn our attention to the Barclays Premier League, which is going on as we speak. Today's game. You have Arsenal and Wolves. Arsenal is leading 1-0 with 12 minutes gone in the game. Brentford and Luton is nil-all. Those games start at 10 o'clock. Burnley versus Sheffield. Burnley is leading 1-0 with 10 minutes gone in the game. At 12:30, you have Nottingham Forest versus Everton. And at 3 o'clock, Man U versus Newcastle. Then tomorrow, Chelsea versus Brighton at 9 a.m. Liverpool versus Fulham. West Ham versus Crystal Palace. Beaumont versus Aston Villa. And Manchester City versus Tottenham. That's what's happening there. And as they say, the game comes thick and fast in the month of December in the Premier League Tuesday, December 5th. 2:30, you have Wolves versus Burnley, and at 3:15, you have Luton Town versus Arsenal, and on Wednesday, December 6th, at 2:30, Sheffield United and Liverpool, Fulham versus Tottenham, Crystal Palace versus Beaumont, Brighton versus Brentford, 3 o'clock, 3:15 is Man U versus Chelsea, Aston Villa versus Manchester City, Everton versus Newcastle. That's on Thursday at 2:30 and at 3:15, Tottenham versus West Ham. So you have midweek game, and right now Arsenal seem to be up too low on Wolves. All right, Ivor, so we'll turn our attention now to cricket and what's going on in cricket. As you know, yesterday, India defeated Australia, and Bangladesh defeated New Zealand. So India takes the series there. 3-1, they're leading right now, one game to go. But we'll have the New Zealand Bangladesh game. So Bangladesh batted first, made 310 with 86 to Hassan Joy, 37 to Shanto, 37 to the Ak, 29 to Hassan, Murul Hassan, 24 to Hussein, and 20 to Miraz. So 310 in their first innings, with Glenn Phillips getting 4 for 53 from 16 overs. Kyle Chance Jameson getting 2 for 52 from 17, and Ajaz Patel getting 2 for 72. When New Zealand batted, they made 317 with 104 going to skipper Kane Williamson, 41 to Glenn Phillips, 42 to Glenn Phillips, and 41 to Daryl Mitchell, 35 to Tim Southee. So the overall, that total there, 317. The pick of the bowler for Bangladesh was Tajul Islam, getting 4 for 109 from 39 overs, and Manu Nul Haq, he got 3 for 4 from 3.50, and that included a maiden. When they batted a second time, Bangladesh, they made 338 with Majula Shanto getting 105, 67 to Rahim, 50 to Miraz, 15 at all there, 338. Bowling for New Zealand, Patel again get 4 for 148, and then Soji get 2 for 74. When New Zealand batted, they were bundled out for 118 with 58 going to Daryl Mitchell, 34 to Tim Southee, 22 each to Saudi and Conway, 181 all out. So Bangladesh is up in that series. They're winning by some 150 runs. We had yesterday, as I said, we had the India playing Australia, and they won that match yesterday. They made 174 for 9. Australia won 54 for 7. The others 20. So the scorers in that 174 for India is Rinku Singh. He get 46 on 29, or with 4 fours and 2 sixes. He's been a menace to those guys there, the Australian. 37 to Jaiswal, and 35 to Sharma. His 35 come from 19 balls with 1 four and 3 sixes. 32 to Baikwad. Bowling for Australia, Darish pray for 40. Our Jewish, our Jewish, pray for 40. From 4, we could tell peace to Shang, Sangha and Bernoff. Shanga getting 2 for 30 and Bernoff 2 for 32. When they in Australia body, there is a 154 for 7. 36 Nato to Matthew Wade. 31 to Travis Ed. 31 to Travis Ed. 22 to Matthew Stewart. So this is in the reading that series. 3-1 right now. So they already won the series bowling for India. Akshar Patel get 3 for 16 from 4. And Deepak Chahar getting 2 for 44. We also have the West Indies. Okay, Ivan, I'm ready. Sorry about that. There was my nephew downstairs. There was a lot of noise around there. Okay, Ivan said, no. Also, tomorrow, West Indies will take on India in England, not India. England in their series coming up. So, we should see, and we should see what they're made of, the Ivor, from tomorrow. But before, we have a shock. Retirement of Mr. Darwish. After being selected, he decided that he wants to part way with the game. So, that's what's happening there. For cricket tomorrow, we all will be sitting down. They play one day tomorrow at 10. Second ODI on Wednesday. Tomorrow at 8:30. And the second one is a day-night game on the 6th. And then the third ODI is on December 9th at 12:30. Another day nighter. Then they start their T20 series on December 12th at 5 p.m. Then on the 14th at 12:30. And then Saturday the 16th at 12:30. And then Tuesday the 19th at 3 p.m. That's a day nighter. Then Thursday the 21st at 3 p.m. So that's what's happening there with West Indies, I guess. We should see what's happening. Not to mention that they also was playing down in, they played in the A-team is down in South Africa. And they lost to South Africa, you know, real bad in their second match there. So that's what's happening on that end there. we now turn to local cricket. Premier League, South Florida Premier League, resumes this weekend with a number of games, starting with North Grove and PCC Googly, Mimon North. That starts at, they have 9 a.m. on this thing. Schedule, I'd say, 9:30, so now people would have to be, and I guess the two fields should be having a doubleheader there. So, and the south field is Eagles versus Challengers, and then 10 o'clock, Trade Winds, St. Bess versus Ambassador, Palm Beach Hurricane versus PBE, John Prince, South Florida Sunrisers versus Coconut Creek, Park the Lauderdale Sports Park, and Tufan versus BCC Ignite at Grand Picalone North, U.S. Cricket Academy versus Atlantic at Mack Ground, St. Lucie versus TGFL Warriors in Port St. Lucie, Girl Scout Friendship Park, to be exact. Bangor Tigers versus Strikers, and that's up there at John Stretch. Tropics International versus Underdogs, and Miramar Regional Park South. Palm Beach Gladiators versus Titans, Miramar Regional Park North. And that's what's happening there for cricket. We did a number of games. I'm playing this weekend in that tournament there. So, however, that's what's happening with cricket locally. And I said I'm with every heart hearing that news. I still cannot get over that, pardon that, think about that. It's with, you know, great, great pain to even discuss what's happening there. And there's some other cricket, the Abu Dhabi T10 and the Masters League playing over there in India. So there are some other crickets being played in general. But I'm going to leave it there.
At the U.S. Open, David, U.S. coming up next week, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
That's the Legends play on the 7th and 8th, and then till the 17th of December, I think U.S. Open continues right there. And a lot of help. That's in Virgil's Audley's backyard, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So we have more about that. But I put in my two cents here, but it comes in with the sports where, especially where cricket is concerned, they're going to really have some results for you tomorrow with India and, of course, West Indies as well. That's India, Australia, England, West Indies. But here's my two cents. I don't know what's up with Dowich, but these guys need to get on the same page. If you're going to make yourself available, directors go out their way and take time to you in. Last hour to say, I would have felt better because he's having upset stomach or wanting something. But to abruptly, there's something in the mouth besides the pistol. You just don't get out of the team for them to consider you. You must say something. Hope is a wicketkeeper and captain. He is a wicketkeeper batsman. Maybe they would have called him Wells. Hope he's going to keep. You're not going to keep. I don't know. He captained the team in the Super 50. Hope captain. Hope didn't do too well. I don't know. He's a bit. But he made cricket look ugly. Make the selectors look ugly. But I'm further and say this. And hopefully I'll get in about 7 after 7 tomorrow on that show. I'm going to say Sir Desmond Haynes is taking a big hit. Everybody's jumping on him concerning the accent.
Bravo. So, Bravo. Yes,
sir. I don't know if it's an accent because he was never in the team world. But let me tell you where it's coming from. And take this from me, David, and everybody who is listening. Desmond Hayne is taking a hit for the panel. All that is not Desmond Hayne's doing. Let me tell you where it comes from. And I know it. What I'm saying here is gospel. This is where the coach shows his might and his powers. And I'm not saying he's wrong. Sammy's my boy. But that bravo and action came from out of Sammy's book. And I'm going to tell you why. Sammy did the writing. He was captain of the West Indies team. In practice, he would have noticed we have to practice batsmen or you work on your shortcomings. He took the ball in a practice net, told to Darren Bravo, this is facts I am giving you, and peppered him with some shortest bowling. And Bravo, after a couple of deliveries, walked out of the practice set because his captain, Darren Sammy, had him, you're going to work on short pitch bowling. Took the ball himself and peppered him. And that guy left the park. I know that for a fact. I don't think they got over that. So take it from me. Ivan Henry is talking that, saying that. But Desmond Haynes, as the selector, is taking it. I'd say I only have one vote, but he was in. Because Bravo with a good this year, last year. Desmond Haynes, knowing that he played last World Cup when he was 38, but 37, he took a hit. I'm telling you, I'm not saying that what Sammy did or what the selectors did to leave him out is right or wrong. But everybody jumping and dead. I am stemming from the Mike coach, knowing that Bravo did not want to practice bowling. I don't think he got over it. We're headed to Australia. What am I doing bringing him back in here? And I agree with him with that, you know. Because West Indies have a way to be dropping players, sometimes we don't know for what. And then they come back in, maybe not having worked on what they were dropped for in the first. So, Bravo may not have worked on the short pitch, whatever. And we are coming here to say we're going to bring him back, having Australia. The same thing maybe with Dowich. Dowich run and cry from short pitch bowling down in New Zealand. And here he's coming back in, and a sure word may have gone to him. Maybe they say, I just said, you all override me here and bring him back. We can't bring back Bravo. And he told him for a short bowling. Tomorrow, I want to get in on the show where we have most of our listeners over there. Over here, we know we have a mixed bag. But I just thought I'd get that in sports in 2 cents. But you and Cardinal are going to have something here. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you don't want to say anything because you can use the excuse and say it's about dawn, why I'm not really saying anything. You know, I feel the weather. But don't buy that, David. Don't buy that.
Listen, you know,
I was just wondering, hold on there, Cardinal. How is the weather up there in cold Georgia?
Oh, why you have to do that, man? It's not only cold, but it's, we had rain all year. 30s is no.
You know, Andy looked like he stopped up in your place there. He stopped up in there and he's making sure you have it. So we tell him to keep right up there. Don't cause we put his place up at the border. Say, listen, persona non grata. He can't have him down here. So, you know, we already blocked him from coming. So that's why he's stuck up there with you.
Yeah, all the doctors pull here from New York. They don't need I have to have a deep talk with him. But let's see, Cardinal. I don't know if it's mud. Let's see the excuse you have You've been on here from since 10 o'clock, and do what time he comes on here to say something to you?
Cardinal, come on, Cardinal. Come on, meet Greek and Benny fans. You know, that's all from me for this week.
Yeah. Go ahead, Cardinal.
Thank you, David. I mean, I guess that I don't have to say anything. That laugh speaks for itself. I mean, it's sounded around the world, and everybody's enjoying it. You know, not just because it's a good, sweet laugh, but based on what you're laughing at. Okay. Rounds, anyone? Good morning, David.
Good morning, sir.
Will, I wonder how Ivan know that, what went you, Sammy and Desmond Edmund. But anyway, I want to say this. If there is an organization, group, or panel, and some decision that that organization has to make goes the way that people do not like, or some people do not like, who you think they're going to take the hit? The head of that organization.
But that's what I'm saying.
So hitting on Desmond Haynes is part of the normal process of organizational administration, of criticizing our organizational action. So, he got to take the hit. Whatever the excuse might be.
As if, well, I'm agreeing with you. You asked me for his resignation as if another chairman of selectors having a decision that may go on forever. Changing selectors or chairman because the head is going to take the hit, but it doesn't call for no resignation or say there's a hit.
Well, somebody call for the resignation of the whole panel.
But that's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm trying to say when I say he took a hit, because he getting the beat up, yes, quite rightfully he will get it, but I just put things in perspective. You ask the question, how do I know? And like I said, yes, sir.
I don't think Bravo should have been selected any time back for the West Indies. From the moment he disrespected the West Indies, the past West Indies president, and refused to apologize, he should not be seen nothing in selection for that West Indies team. Because he has no respect for authority, and I think he's figuring that he's big and mighty, like his brother, and his brother coming out talking about the selection and letting him down. He should not even be considered because of his behavior. And you can't be somebody who's in charge of something. You can't disrespect him like that and refuse to apologize. And we want to reward him? No, he should not be. That's just my take on that.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with those things, yeah. That's it. But like I said, I don't think that the selectors, coaches, administrators, and in the local cricket boards, they're on the same wavelength. Because I've said it in a prior show. You have one captain in a team here. Bravo captain, our A-team captain in the Super 50. He's on tour right now. The silver with the A-team captain in them, but Bravo over here, who may not be a captain for West Indies maybe ever, you have him captain in this for leadership. I don't buy that nonsense about 4 years. You have to think about it now. Get up the ladder to make sure you can get in. Win your matches them now that's in front of you. Because who say Hope is going to be the captain in 4 years in the next World Cup? Who say Hope is So he don't have any form or something happened to him. You going to still keep him? You picked 15. The one I'm picking, I mean, a guy 19, 20, cannot break down the door and get in for the next World Cup? I don't buy the argument. I'm telling you the truth. But tomorrow we're going to have more on that. And I hope I get in. Maybe somewhere at 7 o'clock. We'll have the birthday. And be allowed to count my and those at length. Colonel, your turn. Come on up. Thanks again, David.
Yeah, I want to my concerns regarding the not so good news we heard about yesterday regarding the health conditions of Dawn. Dawn has been a visitor here to this network promoting the Antigua and Barbuda Care, and that organization, you know, has missed her tenacity over the past couple of weeks, and we have not heard her voice here for a number of weeks, and now we're hearing that she's, you know, enduring some really serious health challenges. Well, you know, we, regardless of what the situation is, we can still hope for her recovery. I know there are a lot of people who believe in the concept of prayer, and whatever works, it would be wonderful to have her back on this medium, or even back on her feet and in good health. So I'm conveying my best regards to Dawn and her family in this moment of challenge. That said, let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show coming to you from the Caribbean Global Voices platform. And I've got to say good morning to this special fan who, like I say, keep us in line one show to the next. So with that said, I'm going to say good morning to the people of New York. Mertris, you heard her earlier today. Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisby. I'm going to go to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. And it's that holiday season that's coming through. And we know that the people over there in St. Martin, they're going to have a party from here on in until the big wave of holiday season is over. Good morning to St. Martin. Good morning to Irma Thompson and Carlos over there in St. Martin, our two special fans on the air. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. You're going to hear more. You're going to say good morning to Lynette, whom you heard earlier this morning. And probably they are gearing up with the party as well, because in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Carnival in St. Kitts. And it will be time to take off the party hats and the party shoes and the party clothes. But Lynette can tell us more about how that works, in addition to other things that might be going on in St. Kitts. Good morning, Lynette. I'm going to go on over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Duer and his staff here at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lily C. Griffin. I am also going to say good morning to my classmates, the class, the 19th, the Charles Sanger Secondary School class of 1972. Of course, they are all over the world, but Nevis is always the base. So when I stop by there, I'm going to say good morning to all. And we're also going to say good morning to my dear friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent, who makes it his business to come on in here and listen to us 1 week after another. I'm going to say good morning to, condolences to the family of one of our classmates, Julie Leibert. I don't know what her last name would be after that, but when we were in school together, we know as Julie Leibert, who passed sometime last week. Good morning to you. Condolences to my classmates and Julie's family. I'm going to go on over to the UK. We are going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle. Yeah, well, I don't know if it's snowing there yet, but David just told us that they are playing some good football over there, so they're having a great time. And I didn't hear David say anything about the triumphs of Liverpool, but you know, Omel is going to be quite disappointed that even if Liverpool didn't play, Liverpool wasn't mentioned. and particularly if David had to say Liverpool is holding it over Chelsea, that's Leon's club, and they like to have this thing about who's better. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. We stand by. I'm going to come across the channel where I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Ellie Mack, to begin with. Well, we got to remember the brother this time of year in particular. He produced quite a bit of the music to show our people the artistry and musical skills that come out of St. Kitts with great aplomb. So at this time, we got to remember him. Good morning, Elimat. And we stick with the brother with his challenges. We know that he's going through some health challenges. We're still waiting and hoping that, you know, those singles get together again and we can hear the music rolling. But for now, we're going to just say, our prayers, thoughts are with you, my brother. And we remember you fondly during the days of time and what you produce to the culture and artistry of St. Kitts and Nevis. Good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik, and little sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cotner Richardson. He comes to you that way, by way of Bandipon. I wonder if Cotner got any ham. Cotner like ham now. I wonder if Cotner got any ham rolled out there. Last week I hear somebody was talking in the grocery store and they're quarreling because they can't get any dry ham in the bag like they used to. I got to check Cotner out. Cotner, if you got any of that dry ham, so mail some over here to St. Croix, because look at this. We're going to have a riot at the grocery store if they don't get the dry ham. Good morning to the people up in Georgia. Monique Yvette Barber. Monique. And so they're listening to us over there in the nice, cool weather over there. No, David says cold, cold. And I believe David. Whatever David says, right? Unless he says cold, cold, and Ivor's in. Good morning. It's so cold that Ivor has had to go suck something because it sounded as if he had a cold from the cold. Good morning, our friends up there in Georgia, Monique, Evans and Barbara. So enjoy this Saturday morning show. I'm going to go on over to Melbourne, where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. You know, just between in the midst of this holiday season, we got to remember even with fondness, because we got to recall all those great dishes that she used to cook up during the holiday season and give us a great time. Good morning, Yvonne. I'm hoping that you're still having a great time, even with our memories. Good morning to you. Good morning to Kathleen here in the Virgin Islands, who claims the inspirational hour as her own favorite segment of the show. Hoping that she continues to enjoy it and enjoy the rest of the show with us, even though this inspirational segment is over. It's still a great time. And with that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Stick with us, because we still got a great show ahead. Back to you, Ivan.
Yeah, well, you can see the difference now. Come on, you're going to say to David, and you can talk about what's Dawn, Simon. And up to now, much David. Donna, come on.
Hi, good morning.
Yes. Hi, good morning, Donna.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing?
I am well. It's always good to hear you. Your voice sounds bright. It doesn't sound like it's cold in New York. I understand it's cold, cold
well,
in Georgia. I'm calling for David.
It's okay. Well, it's not so cold. We are about 50 right now. Which is, you know, good enough at this time of year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but I just want to reach out this morning and give some words of comfort to the family of Dawn, you know. Sad to hear about what's going on with her. Just hope that all will be well and they would come through this okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thanks, you
so.
Brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget.
Morning, Marchies, Lynette, whoever else is on, Leon, Dennis. I was
good
up
morning.
For a while, so I...
Yeah, but
yes.
I don't want to send on to David, so make sure you say good morning to David first.
Okay. Good morning, David. Oh, I didn't realize he's still on. I just heard a little bit of his when he started the report.
Mm,
and then
good
I
morning.
Got dropped.
Morning.
Good morning.
David.
Morning.
And Donna.
David, stick around and
listen.
Donna
yep.
and David.
What? David, that's all. You mean it?
I don't know if it's my phone or yours. Something seems to be upsetting the flow of your word. Something is cutting in there occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
When I get time, it's hot. It's a better idea.
Is anybody else hearing that?
Yes, it's starting like
yeah.
moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not coming.
So I'm still not clear.
Right.
It's clear when you can hear it, but there are these gaps that
okay.
gaps of interruption that it doesn't come through at all.
Okay. Let's do it.
Christmas coming, New Year coming. So, Mama, I beg
your jacket, and if you want to be belly, then grab a belly. And when you get the digital, then push and get that.
All over again. Christmas, you have much more dream to stand by. Hope you can hear me clearly now, folks. Well, we are closing in on 11 o'clock here in our neck of the woods. Simply means we just have an hour to go. But just before birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date, we have Miss Lynette coming in again, all the way from Bassetier, think it. I'll not stand by for birthday. Lynette, come on. Lynette, you came in, you put your hands up again, and this time I know you're not coming in fresh. You're at your workplace, I would imagine. So until she gets settled in, let's do this. When we will recognize those who are having birthdays, anniversaries, and of course, we will bring you up to speed with events that would have taken place on this date. Today being December 2nd, and I don't know how the month has been flying like this. The months, we're almost at year's end, but let's wait for five.
More perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I can't ask if you wonder has taken off. And I'm wishing
okay,
a safe landing. Come on.
For Stevie. Yes. Good morning. These are the. This is the December 2nd, 336th day of 2023, which means that we are in the last we're within the last early days of the year 2023. Man, did you imagine that it was so fast and 30 days going to go by in a jiffy? So you're going to come along with me and let's celebrate now. This is the big holiday season when everybody is celebrating something. So come along and celebrate it. But as we do so, I'm going to remind you of the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, December 2nd, brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watts. Today is the birthday of Alan Thompson, known as Foggy, out of Australia, out of South Africa, Bob Newson, Eric Dalton and Clive Steen, out of England, George Emmett, Dorothy McFarlane, Richard Gleeson, Charles Studd, out of Pakistan, Abdul Razak, Usman Salahuddin, out of India, Nihraj Parsana, and Sujit Somatsunda, out of the West Indies, Vaughan Hungrywals, he's out of Antigua, out of Papua New Guinea, Norman Vanua, out of Bangladesh, Zaya Rahman, out of Afghanistan, Naeem Hassan, out of Sweden, Khalid Ahmed Saeed, out of Denmark, AJ Bobby Chawla, out of New Zealand, Robbie Hart. On this day, Peter Carl Goldmark, an American engineer, developed the 33 1/3 RPM. You remember that? You call it a long playing album that holds like 12 songs, 6 on each side. Maria Callas, an American soprano, it's her birthday today. She died in 1977. Alexander Haig, the American general and secretary of state. Edwin Meese, an American author, and the 75th United States Attorney General. He's 92. He's still around. Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader from 2007 to 2017. He was born in 1939. In 1944, Kathleen Crosby, an actress, professional tennis player, she's 78. 1968, Lucy Liu, an actress, director, and producer of Charlie's Angels and Kill Bill, she's 5. Monica Seles, remember her? She was big on the tennis circuit, left-hander. And 9-time Grand Slam title. She's 50. Imagine that. Nelly Furtado, a Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter. He's 45. Britney Spears, pop singer. Oh, she was a lot of activity in her career. She's 42. Daniela Ruja, actress from NCIS. She's 40. Aaron Rodgers, NFL quarterback. Many of you would know who that is, called the Green Bay Packers and New York Jets. Cassie Steele, singer and actress from the Next Generation. In 1766, Sweden introduced a groundbreaking Freedom of Press Act, becoming the first nation to introduce freedom of speech in the form of legislation. In 1777, you all thought it was the United States, didn't it? Okay. Well, it was Sweden. In 1777, Philadelphia housewife and nurse Lydia Darrah single-handedly saved the life of General George Washington and his Continental Army when she overheard the British planning a surprise attack on Washington's army for the following day. In 1802, Britain sells Suriname to the Netherlands. Can you imagine that? What's that got to do with them? Britain sells, I gotta say that again, Britain sells Suriname to the Netherlands. Suriname is all the way down there in South of America, owned by a group of people, that the indigenous people. Britain can come along and sell it to its European fellow thing without the Surinamese being involved in any way. You're selling people. This is 1802. In 1804, General Napoleon Bonaparte proclaimed himself Emperor of the French at Notre Dame de Paris in a ceremony officiated by Pope Pius VII. What a name for a pope. In 1859, abolitionist John Brown was hanged for murder and treason and conspiring with slaves to revolt at Charlestown, Virginia. He was 59. John Brown was a true architect of liberation. He disgusted with the concept. He was disgusted with the concept of slavery. So he orchestrated a raid on a U.S. military in establishment called Harper's Ferry. What he wanted to get to was to get in there and get guns so that black people can defend themselves against the system of slavery. Give a shout out to John Brown. And by the way, he was a white man. Him and his two sons were farmers. They didn't buy anything from people from people who traded in slaves. They grew their own food and did not participate in the system of slavery, but wanted to dismantle it. And for that, he was terminated when he made the attempt to do it in a really significant and revolutionary way. In 1908, Child Emperor Puyi ascended the Chinese throne at the age of 2 years old. In 1916, National Basketball Commissioner orders that injured players get full pay for the duration of their contracts. The injury clause previously let clubs suspend players after 15 days. In 1927, the first Model A Ford was sold for only $385. Don't you wish to get that price now for an Explorer? In 1939, New York's LaGuardia Airport began operations as an airliner from Chicago lands 1 minute after midnight. In 1941, Japanese Marshal Admiral Yamamoto sends his fleet to Pearl Harbor. In 1943, in early rationing of food was to take place starting with meat and then included canned food. Rationing had been in effect in England for a year before it took place in America in 1954. The United States Senate voted to censure Senator, in 1954, the United States Senate voted to censure Senator Joseph McCarthy for his conduct in the investigation of communists in the United States. He had to take the fall. They enjoyed his officious witch hunt against people that he said were communists, had people jailed and all this kind of thing. And then they turn around and say they're censuring him. That's very Machiavellian. Send out your agent to do evil to people and then pretend that you're going to punish him for that evil. Man, isn't that snippy? In 1967, Egyptian anti-aircraft armament shot down two Israeli planes near Suez City. This was the first skirmish between Egypt and Israel since Israel demolished Egypt's oil refineries. A long time they caused in mischief. It's not just today. In 1970, the United States Environmental Protection Agency, that's the EPA, was formed in the under director William Ruckelshaus. In 1976, Communist revolutionary Fidel Castro becomes the president of Cuba, replacing Osvaldo Dorticos Torrado. That's the man who orchestrated the Cuban Revolution in the company and support of comrade Ernesto Che Guevara. In 1982, the United Arab Emirates was formed by the union of six small emirates on the Arabian Peninsula. A seventh emirate, Ras Al Khaimah, joined in February of 1972. 1982, Dr. William de Vries implanted the first permanent artificial heart in a patient, Barney Clark, a retired dentist at the University of Utah. The aluminum and plastic device was called the Jarvik 7. Clark lived for 112 days. Can't imitate nature. How could you? 1986, after Lesiana's I Love Lucy, dies of lung cancer at the age of 69. 1993, Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar, head of the Medellin cartel, was killed in a shootout with police officers in Medellin, Colombia. You know, those guys were described as cartels. And one of the things I remember about those people who were vilified in the United States, in the Western press, as drug lords, they said, look, if somebody wasn't buying it, we wouldn't sell it. So check out your buyers. And where were the buyers? Most of them were right there in the mainland United States, while they were orchestrating the death of Pablo Escobar and people like, what's the other guy name? I think he ended up in jail someplace. I can't remember his name for now. So, and in 2001, following revelations of massive accounting fraud, Enron, you remember Enron? Enron, WorldCom, that group of rascals back in the late, the early 90s, and the housing crisis, out of which people lose their life savings, but other people became rich, filthy rich. Enron filed for bankruptcy protection. This was supposed to be an energy trading company. It was one of the seven largest corporations in the United States. If you want to see corruption, look for the righteous one. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, December 2nd, 2023. I want to go back a little bit further. They are brought to you the compliments of Mr. Orly.
Okay, let's see if you can do Michelle and Omel some justice here with some pieces of calypso here. How about that? Let's try this one.
If you're looking for somebody to come and rock your spine, just call my phone, dial my number, boy, anytime. Don't worry about getting none of them roaming charges. And if it's good service you're looking for, then it's me who have it. Just tell them to call me.
Call me.
You want to get wet?
Just call me.
All out on the road?
Just call me. carnival. Time to mingle, I rather play like a single. Do jam upon plenty woman like if I come from the jungle. And if she find my section, I doubt she go find me. Cause I big bottom girl in front, oh gosh. And one behind me, Anna, sandwiches. Standing up like a mannequin. Prophet tell me to whine on anything. And so I whine in on everything. I don't care. My girl is not dead. And I whine in anywhere, anywhere on the road right now. I like it myself. Walking and jamming and playing mass on the road down. Like it myself. Any bumper I see, I will take a whine. And I don't want to bother me. No one to question me. Right now I just want to be free, yeah. It's carnival, I anticipated. Tonight I jam in on something. I don't care if she thin like a pin or fat and soft like a dumpling. Once she have a night, bam bam, it's right there I'm camping. I ain't living here until morning comes. And the sun starts rising plus time. While in my way, she come back when she feel the bass. Since the party starts at 20 pace, I think it's my time is not a race. And I don't care.
You think the Lord would punish you if you didn't go to church but you went to work?
No.
Can I
stare by the
question?
Sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread.
The Pope Francis and the Cardinals can answer the question. It's above my pay grade. They've, yeah. That's why I don't sin, because and when I do sin, I get away with my sin. I push my sin over there to cardinals. Yeah, it's a cardinal sin.
Oh,
every time
oh, oh
sin,
that's what it is.
Yeah, I said, hey, my brother taking that one. That's not me. That's me.
What is
have
this?
You ever heard of Ivor sin? Yes or no?
Oh,
you never
I
heard
see.
Of Ivor sin? Right.
And Carl will just sit around and accept your sin.
Well, it's all in the making. I hope.
You guys
hope?
Are funny.
There's no hope of me. It's a cardinal sin. I said all the time. You sin, boy, you sin. I said, no. Go find cardinal. That's a cardinal sin, not mine. Well, Cardinal, you have a commentary for us? I don't sin.
Okay. I might, there might be, depending on who.
Oh, wait, just before that, Cardinal. Just before that, let me just remind the folks that next week, Saturday, at 6 in the p.m., the Nevis Association of South Florida is having their banquet, and it's going to be, it's going to be in South Florida, of course, 6 until 11 p.m. $85 gets you in to a nice, sumptuous meal. So?
And I'm also understanding that the guest speaker at this event will be Mr. Dr. Whitman Brown.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Author and sociologist.
Yeah, that's Birdman Leibert's father. Yes, so we are going to try to make it there. I'll be there to capture your smile and your attire to preserve your memories. And I'll try to do some videotaping as well of the speech. So hopefully we'll even hear the speech on here. So that's what's happening next week. Saturday at 6 in the p.m. and we'll have it again here, an announcement, and perhaps we'll get one of the folks to come on in next week, maybe before the show is over. We have another 30 minutes. Colonel, go ahead with your commentary and we'll take it from there.
Of course. There's a question that constantly invades my thoughts, and that question is, share with you, and maybe this will engage your thoughts, and you can come up with some response or answer to it. And that is, how do we explain black people's allegiance to Western social culture? That is, why do black people insist on conforming to the prescriptions of a society, politics, its economics, its education, its religion, etc.? More broadly, how do the people whom Western society has designated as the inferior people find it necessary to hold such allegiance to it? Of course, I have crafted my own explanation, and I'm confident in its accuracy and legitimacy. But if someone else has some other alternative explanation, I am willing to listen, have a conversation, and discuss it. I still have discussions with black people who insist that I am wrong and rely on the prescriptions of Western social to tell me how wrong I am. Now, part of my explanation comes with my understanding of how the power of indoctrination can so thoroughly destroy the human mind that it can turn a person against themselves. As Malcolm X was posed the question to black people, who taught you to hate yourself? Now, I understand that we did not even know that through the process called education, we were being indoctrinated to subject ourselves to the same contempt that Western society has held us. But after years of this arrangement, we should have retained a sufficient measure of awareness to realize that the atrocities which Western society has orchestrated against us are a manifestation of its people's contempt for us. Nothing should convince us to trust them, much less to be loyal to them. Nevertheless, as I can remember, we sang in school advocating, or I should say, supplicating to God to save the Queen, but we did not remember our mothers and sisters. We sung lustily, and Ivor was right there beside me singing lustily, how great the British Empire was. We accepted the view, not that we were citizens of any society, but we were British subjects. That kind of indoctrination is devastating, and its impact and influence is still quite today. Moreover, we have been admonished to renounce evil and forsake all its works. And sometimes, rather than say evil, people say renounce Satan and all its works. And it seems evident to me, I don't know how evident this is to anyone else, that colonialism is satanic. European colonialism has been everywhere and brought with it the culture, aggression, terrorism, and enslavement. But somehow, our people continue to seem to see it as the process of their salvation, because Europeans told us that colonialism was the vehicle for the spread of civilization from the superior race to inferior peoples all around the world. Ever it has been, though, it has created the kind of devastation that separated the indigenous people from the sense, from the essence of their humanity, their sense of humanity, their human consciousness, their moral courage and integrity. Therefore, our objective should be the restoration of our humanity and not the acceptance and approval of the architects of our enslavement. Satanic? Yeah, because the concept of race, from which emanates the philosophy of superior and inferior races, is itself satanic. The white supremacy power construct is satanic. Racism is satanic. The Atlantic slave trade and chattel slavery, out of which Western society built its economy, are satanic. Capitalism that succeeded the plantation in chattel slavery is satanic. You may disagree with me, but like I say, I would like to hear your thoughts. Because the moment one man decides he is going to assert dominance over another, he is determined that that other is less than. And if the other accepts the status of less than, then he is only assisting and contributing to his own enslavement. So, we as a people have not yet developed a social construct which protects us from the brutal practices those who have relegated us to inferiority. We remain susceptible to the inducement of our oppressors so that we can easily be tricked, taken, hoodwinked and bamboozled, in the words of the great Malcolm X. So, it is puzzling for me that after 6 centuries, that black people's allegiance to Western socioculture, cultivated through the socialization process as part of the objectives of colonialism, is still having a sway with us to command our loyalty. In the process, black people were induced to devalue themselves and exalt people of self-ordained superior race and their way of life. Now, mind you, if I speak 5 European languages, I'm considered to be very highly intelligent. But if I speak 7 African or Asian languages, I'm not seen as intelligent. And if I believe that, then I'm accepting the proposition of my inferiority. Therefore, today, black people continue to exalt their politics, economics, education, religion, and whatever else they may prescribe for social organization, social development, and social administration. And Western culture has not really done us any favors. It took from us more than it needed to build itself, and offered us nothing in return. So why the allegiance? Why the loyalty? Why do we feel that we and insist that we have to commit ourselves or conform to the prescription of Western socioculture? It could only mean our continued enslavement. Those are my thoughts. I'll be welcoming you.
Okay, we thank you for that commentary. And one correction there, you said I sang lustily, God Save the Queen.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I heard you.
Quote me right. No, but you have to quote me right, though. I didn't sing God Save the Queen. I said God Save Our Gracious Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you left it out the gracious part. Gracious Queen. Yes? And of course, you said this morning that a 3-year-old was flustered upon the throne, right? Did you say that this morning? I sure heard it in your commentary on birthdays and anniversaries and events that take place in this state. So, I take a bow. But I sure Dennis has something to say. The lines are open. David, you're in. Liam, you're in. Dennis, you're in. Dennis is eager to go. So let's start with Dennis. And folks, you can have your own commentary as well if you came up to elaborate, comment, or question, Cardinal. But the floor is open.
Ivor.
Sir?
Cardinal had some questions. And I have to say, I have some questions too. And I'll start my questions with, how low can you get? And for clarification, the health statistics have shown very serious outcomes for black women. During childbirth, a significant number of black women die. The number is higher in black women than in white women. So this alarming statistics, the federal government has funded a program that gives additional money to support research and help to improve the health outcomes by removing some of the factors that contributed to the high death rate during pregnancy in black women. Now, there is a group out there still celebrating their court victory in killing affirmative action. They have decided to challenge the federal government funding of the program to improve the health outcomes for black women. Their aim is to end the program. My questions, on the back of Cardinal's question to all the listeners, are black women not citizens of these United States? Do they not pay taxes? Do black lives not matter in their eyes? Just how low will they go? And finally, I wonder, how will Clarence vote? That's my thought, Ivor, back to you.
Yes, some serious questions there. And need some answering, need some answers. Let's see if there are other things. David, you're coming in. Leon, you're coming in. Lynette, your line is open as well. Marjorie Stana. Have some other unknown numbers, but those numbers I recognize. For me, I'll answer the one question. All lives matter. So I go one step further than Black Lives Matter. All lives matter, because I do have a problem with we're only concentrating on what's happening in Gaza, Israel, Palestine. We're not thinking nothing about Africa. Africa, their lives matter too. And we have more problems over there and more poverty down there, but it doesn't matter. I don't know. The oil is scarce. The United States, they look after their interests. I would say that. So there's a lot of questions. Don't have the time to answer all of them now. And I don't have the answers. Final, you can come back whenever you feel like you have some. Oops, there's some noise in the back there. Let's see who that is. Okay. No, that's not David. Welcome. Let's try to start that out. Hello, come on in.
I got somebody right outside my window cutting grass, so let me pass for now.
Oh, that's you. Okay, okay. They're popping some grass over there. So, yeah, well, like I was saying, we have to look deeper. Leon, if you have any other comments, it doesn't have to be on Cardinal's comment too. The floor is open. We are open line type here. We're doing that session. Come on in. Two, Montreux. You know, anything goes. Any man of hunger. Donna is on the road. She's listening up, but she might very well be on a train or on a bus. So I don't think she'll be audible. She's just listening in.
On that topic, I don't really have anything to say. All I'm worried about is if Guyana and Venezuela will go to war.
Oh, good topic.
That's how we're bothering the Caribbean now.
Yeah, like I said, well, the Caribbean, we don't have to come together as a whole. We don't want this thing to be on our doorsteps. It's a Cribo. I mean, as we know it, it's always with Guyana. So I understand they're taking this to a referendum, but you still have some judges out there who are listening and hearing this case. So either way, where is it going to go? If Venezuela were to take Guyana, they would lose Guyana to probably as small as Nevis or St. Kitts. If they have to take away all that land. But that again, I don't know where this world is going to. But Lynette, I'm happy that you did not report a murder for this week. So last week you reported.
Yeah, so we're happy too. We are happy. We've had our full share for this year.
Yeah, okay, and sure. Also didn't come with it.
Now, I'm going to say something that, you know, to follow up on what Dennis said earlier about the disproportionate healthcare outcome of black women. That is a factor that has been known for some time. And it's known that black women are disproportionately suffer from a host of illnesses, most of which are treatable and avoidable. So in recognition of this, the University of Boston started a study 28 years ago, almost 30 years ago, to address this issue as to why there are such health disparities adversely affecting the lives of black women. And what this study has, one of the things that this study has come up with is that racism, they establish a link between racism and these health disparities in black women. They have nothing to do with either the genetic structure or the mental disposition of black women. So there are increased risks of diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, asthma, and listen to this one, accelerated aging in black women. So which means black women get old faster.
Really?
Yes, because of this feature on racism. All you used to think, oh, racism is just about somebody standing on the street and calling somebody a nigger. No. It's an operative mechanism that is incorporated in all institutions. It's not just about Derek Chauvin killing George Floyd. This is a mechanism that operates through all institutions. It visits us in all walks of life, in all areas of activity and endeavor. And it impacts on us, even today, it impacts on us with serious, devastating consequences. And that is one of the reasons why I'm saying I can't understand our loyalty to a system that was designed to destroy us. Okay? There is no institution, no political institution, no religious institution, no economic institution that is generated out of Western socioculture. And let me remind you, just because the United States sits on land in North America makes it an American culture. That is Western socioculture as well. Let me remind you of that. Because when they came over, they advanced these, what should I call this, propaganda to suggest that they were leaving European culture behind them. They were leaving the oppressive tactics of European culture behind them. But that's not what happened. They brought it with them, and they imposed it on the people that they met, moving them off their land, exterminating them. I think a couple of weeks ago would have been an anniversary of what was called the Trail of Tears, where a number of indigenous peoples, the nations, were forcibly removed from their land and had to walk away from it through the snow. So here we have, and I just mentioned how Britain sold Suriname to Holland. All of those practices come out of the idea of greater and lesser people, which evolved into the philosophy of superior and inferior races. And the practices that serve that philosophy are still in place today in all our institutions, including your schools. So if we don't come to that realization and recognize the need to distance ourselves from it, completely separate ourselves from it, both physically and spiritually, we are doomed, because we have become, in our loyalty to Western social culture, we have become the engineers of our own destitution as a people, not as individuals, but as a people. So it's not just about Clarence Thomas. It's about us as a people. Clarence Thomas is looking after his own affairs, and he does what he does to protect himself as an individual. We should not let anybody excuse us of thinking that he represents the progress of black people because he sits on the white man. So, and that's the kind of mistake that we make. That's the kind of mistake that heralds our disposition to validate our own enslavement.
Okay. Well, we're moving on up to just about 12 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock here in our neck of the woods when we'll be ending the show. So I think we'll leave it there for now. My big deal.
Smart it! I mean, I'm telling you, but that's loving yourself. I mean, value yourself, think highly yourself. You know, you're very important. Hashtag, I'm a big deal. VIP, you're my friend and my VIP. VIP, ask anybody boy. I'm a big deal, you're my friend and my big deal. Yeah, we're kinda important, for real. Oh yeah, I'm a big deal, and my friends are some big deals. Very, very, very important, for real. Or fame or vanity, this one is all about self-worth. So big up your chest and stand proud, and don't matter about nobody, no man no more than no man from this earth. So whether you walk or you a drive car, I tell you if you white or black like that, me feel good in yourself, you star. Push up on no one and tell all the haters, I'm a big deal, you're my friend, I'm a big deal. I'm a tell you, yeah, we're kinda important. Okay, for real. And then you have way. That's the order in a few weak country. Yes, that's the status of the hierarchy. Ask anybody about it. 4.0 and the great point of rich. And we never cheat or copy if you get it. You know you have your dreams and nobody can stop it. Just walk out but a blank and say I'm a big deal. Very big deal. You're my friend, I'm a big deal. Okay now. Yeah, we're kinda important. Very. This one is all about self-worth. So big up your chest and stand proud. And don't matter about nobody, no man no more than no man from this earth. So whether you walk or you a drive car, I say if you white or black like that, me feel good in yourself, you star. Push up on no one and tell all the haters I'm a big deal, you're my friend, I'm a big deal. Yeah, we're kinda important, for real. Oh yeah, I'm a big deal, and my friends are some big deals. Very, very, very important, for real. See Martin here, whoa, Lord of mercy, whoa, whoa, hey, hey, yeah. Not the first, not the last. So much pretty girl I passed, and holding out is such a task. That's why me I said it from me heart. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. Cause as far as I can see, she loves only me. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. But Lord, if you can stop me from cheating, just don't let me get caught. No, no, no. Don't let me get caught. No. Don't let me get caught. No, no, no. Hope I don't get caught. So listen to me now. It's such a sticky situation, yeah. Me promise my girl she only look in her direction. But everywhere me turn, me see her next one drop. And my body is too weak and I ball for attention. I only wanna give the girls what they want. My lady says I'm wrong, but she would understand. I don't wanna lie, but I don't want to cry. Yo, I'm so very weak inside. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat.
Lord, if you can stop me from cheating,
yes, you.
Just don't let me get caught.
No, no.
Don't let me get caught.
No, 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 no.
Don't let me get caught.
No, not at all.
And I hope I don't get caught.
Please, I make you catch me lost.
You wanna like me, not try. I love my baby, but the girls, I'm still there for my mind.
Boy.
It's unfair, I can't deny. Cause I couldn't bear to think about my lady and another guy.
Come on.
And yo, it's hard, yo, it's hard, yo, it's hard. To have one girl, it's kinda rough to play the part.
Boy.
She would've left me if she knew what's in my thoughts. I hope I don't ever pay that cost. Oh, love, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. Cause as far as I can see, she loves only me. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend.
Oh no.
But Lord, if you can stop me from cheating, just don't let me get caught.
Never ever.
Don't let me get caught.
Never ever.
Don't let me get caught.
Don't let you catch me.
I hope I don't get caught.
Oh, no.
So listen to me now. She said, bun, she never make feet. They get on Kiangi as straight crazy in it. When me sit down and me meditate, just yeah, make sure no one says she getting it.
Now,
one girl to a man, so we said she getting it. But we have one girl who keeps forgetting it. Never get caught yet, we think we're making it. I hope we don't end up regretting it. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. But as far as I can see, she loves only me.
Oh Lord, don't let me cheat my girlfriend. Christopher Martin of the land of wood and water, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. We're getting very, very close to the end of the show. And tomorrow, we urge you to be at the cricket show at 6 o'clock in the p.m. It's going to be a good one. Lots to talk about. We're going to have some results for you. Australia, India, West Indies, England, New Zealand would have lost their match against Bangladesh. So that's going to be up in the cards as well. So,
that's your goodbyes, I can imagine.
So we'll start with Lynette down there in St. Kitts. Lynette, you may be having some customers there, so that's good.
No,
good for
no,
you.
It's not me. That's not me.
What is that you in the background there? Oh, well, we have a company here with someone. I know it's not Dennis. He's over there in his PJs. Dennis, tell us where we're going to meet tomorrow again.
Yes, Iva. We invite you all to come back and listen with us to join us on the cricket show tomorrow. We will have a lineup involving the coach's corner with cricket discussion and ideas and insights. We'll have the birthday anniversary celebration with Audley. And, of course, our new segment, Focus on the Laws of Cricket. And we invite you to come back and hear Donna's present our focus this week on Law 18 scoring runs. That'll be presented by Donna. Of course, we have discussions involving the A teams, the men's academy teams, the West Indies and England kicking off the ODI matches, one day matches. So join us tomorrow at 6 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/the cricket show. Make a note of the number and you can call us at 1-515-605-9850. We'd love to hear your thoughts and your ideas. So 6 p.m. tomorrow, join us on the cricket show.
Baby, but have a little faith.
All right, we're sticking with cricket tomorrow. We're sticking with the Saturday morning entertainment show, and Murchis will have the distinct pleasure of sending all of us home. Murchis, come on in.
Okay, it's been another beautiful Saturday morning, and I hope you all enjoyed what we have prepared for you. Nice, beautiful breakfast. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll meet back here again next week. Same time, same place. Enjoy your day, enjoy the weekend, and God bless each and every one of you. Take care.
Well, that's exactly where we're going to be ending the show today. We want to keep Dawn Simon and her family in our prayers. And we will see you here next week, Saturday. Until then, have a great day. May the rest of the day be the best of your day.